Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Testing the Experts.
Hello, and welcome to Testing the Experts, presented by Confirmatrix Laboratory, where we're accurate, rapid, and consistent. I'm Tracy Youngblood McDaniel, alongside Wes Warrington. Good morning, Wes. How are you today?
I'm good, Tracy. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Today, we are here with Dr. Patel. But first off, we want to talk a little bit about Confirmatrix Laboratory, and I'm going to turn over to Wes so he can say a few things.
Thank you, Tracy. As Tracy mentioned, Confirmatrix Laboratory is a toxicology lab in Lawrenceville, Georgia. We've been in business for about a year and a half. I'm the CEO of the company. We currently provide drug testing for physicians and for drug and alcohol treatment centers. Our business has started here in Lawrenceville or in the Lawrenceville-Gwinnett area. We have over 120 employees from the area. We're rapidly growing and happy to be part of this community. And we spent some time with Mike in our show here, and we're interviewed as Confirmatrix Laboratory, and we realized this was such a great platform and such an opportunity for us to provide new information around healthcare. And so that's our goal here. Tracy, will you tell them a little bit about our goals of the show?
Sure. Basically, what we would like to do here is we want to introduce the top physicians in the area. We have treatment facilities, rehab facilities, researchers, law enforcement, and any organization in the Atlanta-Gwinnett area. We want to make sure that we're talking about drug testing. We're talking about the ways and the trends of patient care with the drug usage that's going on in the area. So it's a very important part of the community, and we want to make sure that we highlight those topics.
Great. Well, without further ado, let's jump right into our inaugural guest of the Confirmatrix Radio Show, Testing the Experts, Dr. Amit Patel. Dr. Patel is the Medical Director of Georgia Pain and Wellness. Give you a little bit about Dr. Patel's bio. He's a graduate of the Eastern Virginia Medical School. He completed a residency in anesthesia at the University of Michigan Healthcare Systems, which is one of the top anesthesiology programs in the country. Dr. Patel finished his postgraduate training at the prestigious Interventional Pain Management Program at Emory University. Dr. Patel, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Wes. Thanks, Tracy. I really appreciate you having me on. It's an honor being your first guest, so I look forward to talking. I'm opening an interventional pain clinic in Lawrenceville, be part of the Gwinnett County area, opening at the end of January, first week of February is the start date. Mm-hmm. And so I look forward to starting and answering any questions you guys have. So.
Great. Well, again, thank you for coming. I've known Dr. Patel since his fellowship in anesthesia or in pain management a while back. So we've been friends for a long time. He is an outstanding pain physician, and I look forward to watching his practice grow. But Dr. Patel, tell us a little bit about why you chose pain management.
Well, that's a great question. You know, my background is anesthesiology, and in that we render a patient to sleep, give them pain medications while sleeping, and then waking those patients up. But you really have no follow-up with that patient. There's no feedback. They go home. They don't even know who the anesthesiologist is. And so during my second year in residency, I wanted something more. And chronic continuity was great. So I did a rotation with one of my mentors during my residency, and just fell in love with pain. It was great. The patients would come in. You'd get to know them. And typically, chronic pain patients you see from month one till month 20. They're yours. You develop relationships. You know their family. You know their kids. You know what's bothering them, why, and you treat them. And you create a comprehensive management plan and see that through from A to Z, and they know you. And so the mix of being able to treat those patients with interventions, like using my hands with procedures, and we'll talk a little about that a little later on, to help patients' pain, with doing medication management and following up that very closely, and also developing a relationship, it was a perfect feel for me. And so that's kind of why I chose it.
That's great. What type of pain management services are you offering in terms of, are you acute pain, chronic pain, or both?
Yeah, I kind of do everything. I'm a pain management doctor. There's a lot of pain management doctors only treat X. They only treat low back pain, or they only treat neck pain. I treat A to Z. Got trained in everything, kind of all the innovation that's come out recently. So the chronic low back, neck, arm, knee, any joint that hurts, I can see and evaluate at the very least. I like reading my own MRIs on every joint instead of just having an orthopedic or radiologist read it for me to get a better picture of what's actually happened with the patient. Headaches. I do a lot of facial pain. A lot of guys don't do a lot of that stuff. So I treat a lot of headache and facial pain. Compression fractures and things like that. And so anybody who has any type of pain, acutely or chronic, I see. Most of my patients are chronic pain patients. And chronic pain is defined as greater than 6 months. So when patients have surgery, they have postoperative pain, anything that's usually within that first month or two, that pain gets better and they're treated by their surgeon. But anything that persists after that, I can take care of. But in order to provide, be a really good referral source for other primary care doctors and surgeons, I will take on their acute pain as well initially and see them through.
Great. Right. Specifically, what services do you offer?
Offer a wide variety of services. One is being an interventional chronic pain doctor. One of the things I deal with is medication management. Patients who are on chronic opioids to treat their pains, essentially narcotic medication. I would say 85 to 95% of my patients are already on some sort of pain medication by the time they see me because they've had pain for a long period of time. They go to their primary care doctor. The primary care doctor tries to figure out what's going on. And sometimes they'll start with an anti-inflammatory and then go up to an anti-neuropathic medication called Lyrica, which some of you may have heard of, and then maybe escalate that to an opioid like Percocet or short-acting. By that time, it becomes hard to handle. A lot of it is because you have to do urine drug screen monitoring where Confirmatrix comes in and does a very good job of doing that because you have to monitor those drugs. Now, PCP offices do not have the time or the resources to do that. At that point, it's a great time to refer that to a pain specialist because that's all I do. So one is chronic opioid management, tight control using urine drug screen monitoring to really monitor those patients and make sure that they're on the right stuff, that they're not taking their medications too much, and then finding a comprehensive plan. The other thing I do is interventional procedures. It's kind of a fancy name for injections or shots. My two-year-old son's he's a two-year-old son. He has a little needle that he keeps playing with, and he says he's giving shots to people. So I give shots, interventional procedures, and those shots are derived essentially for patients who have low back or neck is a lot of it. And one of the biggest, I think, the number three complaint in the country is low back pain. Patients with low back pain, sometimes it shoots down their leg. They call it sciatica. A lot of times I treat those with epidurals, joint injections, with chronic neck pain. People can develop lower back arthritis when patients have trouble extending their back or bending over. They could have arthritis. I do offer free MRI reviews initially for the first evaluation for those patients that I can give them, say, hey, look, I think you need a pain doctor, you need a surgery, or you just need some anti-inflammatories, et cetera. I can give that evaluation. Other things I do that probably a lot of guys don't do is compression fractures. I do kyphoplasties, multiple levels, and that's usually occurs in osteoporosis, which is bone breakdown, and it usually occurs in the age of females, in 3-to-1 females to males, and above the age of 65. And those patients with osteoporosis, essentially, they don't have enough calcium in those bones, and they fracture those. And they can fracture that just by standing or hitting a wall. It's unbelievable how these happen. And so with that procedure, you put cement into the vertebral body and essentially it fills the area and relieves their pain. Usually they come in with a 10 out of 10 pain. They leave one or zero out of pain. And so it's a great procedure. Spinal cord stimulation, how I kind of met Wes at the very beginning of my, when I was a fellow, struggling how to do spinal cord stimulation. Now I'm an expert at it. That treats low back and leg pain. Patients, typically number one indication is patients who've had back surgery, lower back surgery, and have still persistent pain, and that, which means lower back pain shooting down their legs. That's been very innovative technology that's worked, usually implant a couple of leads to essentially trick the body into, instead of feeling the pain that you usually have, you feel a nice, pleasant, tingling sensation. And then all the next stuff, injections, facets, epidurals, that a lot of you guys probably already know about, but I do all that stuff.
And I know as when you were an anesthesiologist, one of my favorite people to see when I was in labor was an anesthesiologist.
Yeah.
Please come in and help me.
Yeah.
So now, but after all of that, and I see you one time, maybe two times the next day when you check on me. And when you go into this and now, going throughout my day and, I have pain. And how do I really identify that? Okay, I know you said, 6 months, but how do you identify, all right, I need to take this next step? And how would, any listener say, okay, I've had a headache for, you know, every week for 6 months now. But I mean, where do you tell a patient, yes, this is, you know, where you need to take that next step? You need to come into my office and we need to have a consultation to see if you fit with what I can help you with.
That's a great question. You know, some of those things, one of the biggest indicators that something serious is happening with low back pain is essentially something like bowel, bladder, incontinence. Somebody's peeing kind of on themselves and they lose all feeling in their legs. Things like that are kind of red flags that they need to see an ER doctor right away. And so I kind of press that. Headaches, I'll give you examples. So you give me a couple of examples. Headaches, nausea and vomiting with headaches in the morning, headache being worse, can indicate there might be some intracranial pressure, something in the head causing that, and that the patient needs an MRI. But that's some more serious indicators where you sometimes need to see a physician or an expert pretty quickly. Now, on typically low back pain, and the 6 months is chronic pain. So a lot of times people throw out their backs, right, and it gets better after a week. And on occasion, in those that's usually occurs if there's an event that triggers it, like an accident, car accident, or you're lifting weights or you're doing presses or whatever, and you have sciatica or something running down your leg, you probably need to get that evaluated. It might be a herniated disc. Muscular strain usually gets better in 6 weeks, and that's what a lot of the low back pain is. So I typically tell my patients, look, if you know they've had that pain for a week or two, take your anti-inflammatories, continue to be active, continue working on your core, and then if that continues to persist, go see a specialist. You can see a primary care doctor who can, but sometimes, you know, I don't need most insurance companies for pain specialists, they don't need a primary care referral. You can get that on the back end. You can just come see me. You kind of waste that one visit. They're going to get an MRI anyway, and they're going to refer you to a pain specialist anyway. So you might as well have it done at one visit, and that's where I come in.
Okay, and I know you touched on, you know, the wonderful insurance side of it, and yeah. I know with everything going on in our society today, insurance is a very big deal to people. So what type of insurances do you accept, and how do you take care of that for your patients?
So I'm on contract and network with every private carrier in Georgia. So Blue Cross, Aetna, Humana, Coventry. All the insurances. I might have left that one on my website, GeorgiaPainAndWellnessCenter.com. They have a list. Also, workman's comp. I focus a lot on workman's comp injury, trying to get the injured person back to work as quickly as possible for the employers, or helping the injured person essentially just treat their chronic pain long term. I do both of those things. And PI, personal injury stuff. I do a lot of PI. I'm in a couple of PI networks where when a patient gets in car accidents, they come and see me as a specialist, and we try to get them a comprehensive plan. But take every carrier. There's been a lot of changes with insurance with the recent news with the Obama exchange programs and stuff like that. And so that's going to be – they're all linked to the private insurance companies anyway. So, but right now I take every carrier.
Okay, that's great to know. If someone, you know, they listening to this and they hear that, you know, they do need to come in to see you, what is the easiest way for them to set an appointment?
Easiest way is go to my site, GeorgiaPainAndWellnessCenter.com, or you can call easily 678-608-3751. The number is on the site, those two. The other thing is I'm linked to ZocDoc, which is a scheduling avenue on my website where you can actually schedule yourself through the program. It's a new innovative. It's an IPO company that came out about 6-7 years ago. That's doing pretty well now, but they essentially allow you to schedule online. So you can do that, and we get an email notification. I'll start taking new patients probably the last week of January. So,
okay. And is that for both locations or?
Both locations, Decula and Lawrenceville. The main location, the main office and surgery center will be in Lawrenceville, pretty close to you guys' office, Lawrence Confirmatrix. So it's on Phillips Boulevard, 455 Phillips Boulevard, Lawrenceville, Georgia. It's next to the big Gwinnett Clinic flagship.
Okay, great. Now, with what makes you different from the other clinics out there? Because, you know, you see signs everywhere and different things. And talking to you, I can see a difference. And looking at your background, it's kind of obvious for someone that knows the industry. But where do you put yourself, and why do you say that you're different from the others?
You know, I think it's really about philosophy, you know, essentially listening to one patient at a time. A lot of this chronic pain, you're not going to cure chronic pain typically. It's if you can manage their medications, the patient's on rising dosages of narcotic medication. Can you STEMI that? Can you do other interventional procedures to help those patients? That's important. And you have to be, the only way you can do that is by listening to the patient and spending time. You know, I think I make myself a little different and unique. I spend a lot of time on my new patient visits, my follow-ups, and I listen to the patient. I kind of figure out what their ADLs or activity of daily life is. I figure out what a lot of chronic pain is associated with depression. So I try to help treat that by using a psychologist or psychiatrist. It's just not one injection is not going to take it away. A lot of those patients need medication management. You have a lot of pain clinics only do medication management, only do interventional procedures. I'm a real big believer in a comprehensive care and a one-stop shop. I like to do all of it. And so sometimes I can't just treat it with three epidurals. They might need narcotics long-term, but they need to be monitored correctly. And so to me, one is just compassionate care and listening to the patients one step at a time and developing that relationship, because I'm going to see that patient probably 12 to 14 times a year. Because if they're on narcotics, I see them once a month. I have to test them and monitor them. And so they become like family to me.
Okay.
That's really important, Dr. Patel, as a person who's had a lot of experience with physicians in terms of business and seeing physicians and a family with four children. We spend a lot of time in the doctor's office. And to have a physician that genuinely has a concern for the family and cares about the family and understands that when dad's in pain or mom's in pain, it affects the entire family is a difference maker. And I think you're going to see that your practice will take off based on what you said, philosophy alone. So congratulations. And tell me again, what was your website?
Website is GeorgiaPainAndWellnessCenter.com.
Good. And your main location is on Phillips Avenue, 455 Phillips Avenue in Lawrenceville?
At Phillips Boulevard, 455.
Phillips
Suite,
Boulevard.
Suite 140. It's right next to Kaiser. You can't miss it. It'll be a big sign out there.
It's great. So I have a question. I'm listening to Tracy ask you a lot of good questions and know you from our experience in the past. And most people want to know from their doctor what success stories have they had. And I know you've had a lot of touching experiences in your career in medicine. Do you have a success story that you could share with our audience that might tell them a little bit about who you are and the kind of medicine you practice?
Yeah. I have a couple of stories. A couple stick out in my mind. One was a lady who had metastatic cancer. She had spread to the vertebral bodies, which means essentially kind of in terms where the cancer spread from her primary organ, which was her liver, to her spine. And so when it did that, it cracked two or three vertebrae in the vertebral bodies. And so her backbones, her back broke, quote unquote, her back broke. And so we brought we brought her in for evaluation. We did an MRI and it essentially showed fractures in multiple levels. And I did the procedure like I talked about earlier, kyphoplasty, where I put cement in those vertebral bodies, and it relieved a lot of her pain. She was able to function. She was terminal and essentially in hospice, but it gave her some pain relief. And in chronic pain, it's usually you don't get any instant gratification. But I remember getting a letter from their family. Like a box of candy, and they knew I had young kids. And so the mother, after she had passed away, she thanked me for how much pain relief she had those 3-4 months left. And that's huge, because I did deal a lot of cancer pain and stuff like that. And so that meant a lot to me. And so that's one of them. And the other one, it's the technology that I used to work with Wes with back in the day is spinal cord stimulation. I had a patient with multiple back surgeries, 4 or 5. Back surgeries, and he was 55, 60 years old. He had the end of the road. He didn't know what to do. Persistent leg pain. His MRI looked horrible. It's scarred down. The dura was scarred down. And so we just did a simple trial. The great thing about a spinal cord stimulator is you test drive it. It's like buying a car. You go test drive the car first, see if you like it or not. And essentially the way you do it with a patient is you insert the two leads and see if it covers their pain. And so during that trial, he had 60, 75% relief. And we implanted, and he still has it. I still hear from him to this day. He's like, when are you going to open, man? I need to get in to see you. But he's 70, 80% better, and he's walking around, and he's picking up his grandkids. And so those are two stories for me.
That's great, Dr. Patel. Thank you for sharing those. And you mentioned technology in this second success story. Tell me a little bit about, or tell the audience a little bit about what technologies you utilize and where you see technology going and how it can benefit patient care.
I think being recently finishing fellowship at Emory and stuff like that, I was lucky to learn a lot of the new technologies coming out. And one we talked about was One we talked about was spinal cord stimulation. We mentioned earlier, and the other, there's more. One we use it's called a radio frequency ablation. Fancy word for helping burning nerves for arthritic back pain. So you can get up to a month, 6 months to a year pain relief by using this procedure and machine. And the technology essentially cauterizes the nerves. It takes about 15, 20 minutes to do, and getting a year relief and is great because you can maybe cut down on the medication from that standpoint. Like I mentioned, the other ones, kyphoplasties, there's new procedures called D-tracks where you can do a percutaneous fusion, mild procedure. These are all for spinal stenosis, so essentially narrowing of the spinal cord, and using instruments to open up the spinal canal without getting cut. You can do it through a needle. And so the recovery time goes from 2 days to 6 weeks to 2 days. And so those are procedures that are coming out, and slowly with insurance and approval via Medicare and the carriers, and when there's enough literature, those things will be more available to help treat patients.
Great. This is just a reminder that you're listening to Testing the Experts, presented by ConfirmMatrix Laboratory, where we're accurate, rapid, and consistent. Today we're here with Dr. Patel with Georgia Pain and Wellness. He's excited to open his doors at the end of the month, and we're just talking a little bit about, actually a lot about, we've got into a lot of topics about basically pain and how he treats a patient, but the comprehensive treatment that he provides. And I just wanted to, ask him, with all these stories and everything that you're doing, what do you love most about your job?
That's a great question. I'm selfish. I like the gratification. I to be honest with you, and you don't get that a lot with what I do. And it comes usually at the end, after a long treatment, after a year of seeing a patient get better. But that to me is great. That's when we talk about the kyphoplasty, but just putting cement in and getting the patient better. That's very rare because you don't get a lot of those patients. But to me, at the end of the day, is having the family walk into your room, the patient saying, "Man, without you, my quality of life would have suffered." And having that, that affects the whole family. I mean, the whole dynamic when they go home, if the depression, that all gets better. And so to me, that's what it's all about.
Okay. And you've mentioned the depression side of it, and that's something that's kind of hard to wrap your head around, that the chronic pain leads to the depression. And, it is a treatment that you have to do. And through your comprehensive, treatment, are you finding that you're able to maintain that very well, that the pain and then the depression, as you see, that going down? I mean, does it kind of go down together?
It does. It does. It's a bad cycle. Mm-hmm. If one leads to the other. Sometimes there is other psychological stimuli that causes the depression. But chronic pain is, when all you think about during the day, imagine your mind just warped all day about, man, my back's killing me. 9 out of 10 pain. You can't go to the grocery store. Can't pick up your kids. You can't take them to school. And your quality of life, that gets you down. And then usually there's issues with family. And so if you treat that chronic pain, a lot of times that depression gets better. Sometimes it doesn't. And you have to be able as a clinician to identify that and then have somebody else who can treat that depression at the same time. And that's that comprehensive care that you kind of talk about, working with psychiatrists and psychologists. My goal in about 6 months is to have a social worker who has a background in psychology to come in the office while I kind of – the patients who really need to get evaluated by a professional – and then have feedback. Look, is there some medications we can do? How can we help this patient get better? Because it's about total body care, and that's the wellness part of my practice. So,
and it's easy to see in studio with you the passion for what you have, and you talk about, 6 months from now, a year from now. The harder question is, where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Oh, man, five years from now. That's a great question. Hopefully treating. I Gwinnett, that's great. I haven't even thought about it. I guess opening, I want to have more offices, mm-hmm. to be honest with you, try to build, expand to that northern Atlanta area where I think there is lack of the multidisciplinary care. But really at the end of 5 years, those patients that I have, I want them to get better. And after 4 or 5 years, I want them to essentially, become a family, and then being able to treat their chronic pain is what I want.
Great. That's a great mission to have, and I know the area appreciates you for that. So, final question. Where can our listeners find out more about Georgia Pain and Wellness? You've mentioned it a few times, but let's remind them.
Yeah. If you just take the name Georgia Pain and Wellness Center, .com, that's the website. It's on now. Website, if you just Google my name, obviously it'll come up with the name. And then phone 678, again, 608-3751. But the website's probably the best way to get the most information.
Great. Dr. Patel, thank you so much for joining us. We really enjoyed the interview, and I'm sure our listeners got a lot from it as well. I'd like to remind our listeners that our show airs live every Friday at 1 o'clock on Business Radio X. If you missed the live broadcast, you can listen to any of our shows anytime 24/7 by visiting testingtheexperts.businessradio.com. This is Wes Warrington, and this has been Testing the Experts, presented by ConfirmMatrix Laboratory, where we provide accurate, rapid, and consistent testing results. We'll be right back.